Lana Miller.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for BioRemsi.
That'd be me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Okay. How can I help?
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on that first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Well, so I've already got my website set up with SEO search, you know, qualified words and all that sort of stuff. So what would you do other than just add the appropriate search terms?
Good question. So this is called offsite SEO. You don't even need a website to be listed there. This would just be the local listing. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page.
Yeah, sure.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. So, like right
so why
now.
Why would that, if since I've got SEO search words in my at my website, why would Google bring that up anyway?
Okay, so the website listings, they come up below, right? So there's like the ads on top, and then in the middle there's the map listings. And then, again, some of them have websites, some of them don't. It's not the website. We don't go in and tinker with the website in the way that it comes up organically. That can take forever. That's expensive. That's not what this is. And those, what you're talking about, the website optimization, those come up below the, like, way down there. Like, they kind of look like paragraphs, you know, at the bottom of the page. But this would be above the fold.
Good.
There's the local listings, and like they have the reviews, the 5 out of 5 star ratings. If you have a website, we can link the site to the listing, but we don't tinker with the site. It's just the listing, the position that we operate, not the site. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah. So in other words, you buy a position from Google that I pay you for.
Well, we don't buy we could do that with the ads, I guess. That would be a per click kind of thing, but that's not what this is either. So when a position opens up, and this is the reason you're getting this call today, is they had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. The rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per category per area. So if we were to program you to appear there just in the local listing section, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, sure. I understand. So I'm a pretty obscure business. I do mold testing.
Oh, yeah. We work with a lot of them. And you're servicing just Tuscaloosa, or how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Well, today I'm heading I'm on my way right now to the, it's about 50 miles out.
Oh, 50? Okay, that's pretty typical.
50, 55 miles, that's about, I try to limit it to Birmingham. If you take a circle, you know, draw a circle around Tuscaloosa, Birmingham's about as far away as I would be willing to go, or, you know, it's the only other significant metropolitan area near here.
Okay. Tuscaloosa to Birmingham. Is it just you, or are you in like a crew or a partner?
So I own the business. I'm the biological scientist behind the thing. I have a couple of people who work with me from time to time to you know, but typically I'm the one doing it because historically if I get a project or two a week, that's pretty good. If volume.
Okay, one or two a week. And then I was looking for the website, and I found it, thebioremc.com. And then when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places that you've been listed online so far. And one thing that I noticed, and I always ask about it if I see it, I don't know if it's new or if it was outdated, but there's this Angie's Leads website or Home Advisor. Is that?
Yeah.
Current?
Yeah, so I'm on, yeah, that just started today.
Oh, really? Today? Okay.
Yeah, I decided to give it a try, and I'm working off of the place I'm going is based on that lead.
Oh, really? Okay, got it. Wow, that's kind of a coincidence. So how long have you been in business?
Well, I've been in this field since 2009, and this business has been in operation since 2019.
And then you just joined Angie's today. Can I ask why now, after 5 years?
Yeah.
What prompted?
Well, what prompted me to do that?
Yeah.
I did a project in Indianapolis a number of years ago, and I used to drive by their headquarters, and I actually met her once at a business party.
Angie?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They gave me a cold call here middle of last week, and I thought, well, why not give it a try, you know, see what happens.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, for this position that we have available there today on Google, it's month to month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching in your service area?
Well, what they told me was that they had a lot of leads going unfulfilled asking for my services in this area. So I thought, well, you know, why not? We'll give it a try for a little while. If I don't like what's going on with them, I can stop it at any time, and I'm out a couple $300 or whatever. So it's not they charge per lead whether I close it or not.
Okay. So it's a per lead. So if we could get you up there on Google in a position to have live calls coming directly to you, you know, rather than through a third party, and then that way you wouldn't be paying per lead. You'd just kind of have some freedom to pick and choose. You see value in that too, if it were affordable?
Sure. Just, you know, what I'm paying them, I don't know if I'm giving away any trade secrets or anything. I don't really know whether I'm allowed to discuss what's going on, but it's working out to be about somewhere between 10 and 15%. It's probably a little less than that. Somewhere between 7 and 15%, depending upon the kind of lead it is, of my initial travel and one test fee.
Okay. Let me do this. So sometimes what they'll do is if you're using a service like that, sometimes, well, they have in the past, not all the time, but sometimes they'll let me reduce the rate to make it easier to give Google a try alongside. Let me grab my regional manager for the area and see if they'll allow me to extend that offer to you. Give me one moment here. Okay, that's John. And we'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Brandon?
Landon.